broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
One, we're shaping their beliefs. We're actually teaching them that this is their primary value.
There's a lot more opportunity for rejection, you know, just by the sheer numbers.
At this point, in addition to maintaining a no-fly zone, protecting civilian populations.
My first reaction is pretty awesome that people
Oh, yeah, world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch. And this is Radio for Patriots by Patriots. We welcome you to the program here. And, of course, our number 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, as we continue with Radio for Patriots by Patriots, marching into the future, taking along with us the values that have made this country great. The values, the ethics, the actions, really, is what we're talking about. Action, because actions speak louder than words. Actions speak much louder than words. We've got a lot of words. Or in the words of the poet, God made many poets, but very little poetry. Let's make some poetry tonight. 877-876-PHIL here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. On our website, philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. And remember, at our final hour of the show, we do our news hour with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard as we take a look at the news of the day and kind of break that down for you. Our affiliate spotlight tonight, Tampa, WHNZ 1250 AM in the great city of Tampa, and in Jackson, Mississippi, WYAB 93.1 FM. And again, the website, philhendryshow.com. Right now, there's live streaming video of our show if you want to visit us. We are online at philhendryshow.com with our Phil TV in HD video feed. And behind me here, I think, is CNN right now. It is, although we did have Butch Dodson's weather or something like that.
Brad Dodson, I think his name.
Brad Dodson's weather. And on Saturday night, during our Saturday night show, I think we were featuring two things, National Hockey League action and Mein Kampf. All right. 877-876-PHIL. Here is a story that we're going to be bringing on Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Institute, Holistic Center, actually, in a moment to talk with us about. That's been going on for 20 years in communities all over this country. And now it takes on some of the trappings of the immigration debate. And I am talking about, believe it or not, leaf blowers. Leaf blowers in Orange County, California, have become a cause for concern, as they had become in Santa Barbara, California, and other areas across the country. And communities want to outlaw the use of these things because they're loud. They create a very, very difficult time for anybody hearing them to sleep or concentrate or anything else, not to mention the pollution. Joining me from Mill Valley, California right now is Brad Rifkin, who has taken up sort of the plight of not just immigrant rights, but also illegal or undocumented immigrant rights. And you have, Dean, some meetings twice a week there at the Holistic Center, correct?
We do, Phil.
And are you inviting undocumented immigrants to these?
We are. And so far, fortunately for us, we have not had, anyone with so much initiative and such a need to disrupt the debate in this country that they've sent the police arrest.
Well, I'm not talking about sending the police, but you are hosting undocumented workers, and you're making an issue of this as you talk about this what you call a labor problem.
Well, it is very much a labor problem, and I'll tell you why. The use of a gas blower do this kind of gardening work has been used for a long time. It is a very well-established piece of equipment used by individuals who are hired to do this kind of yard work. Many of the people that are hired to do the yard work that we're talking about are undocumented workers, and to eliminate from their arsenal of tools and other implements that are used when one is hired to do this work, is to force them into a position that they have come to this country to get away from. And that is really to be down on their hands and knees, picking up this stuff, getting down into the dirt where there is any kind of disease, every kind of fungal infection, picking this up, crawling around in this dirt and in this mud, and in the process losing just a little bit of their humanity as well as slowing down the work. So, we have stood very strongly against this, and will continue to.
Now, you don't live in Marin County in San Francisco. This debate is not taking place, and yet you have lent yourself, your voice, and others to what's happening in Orange County, in Oregon, in Denver, and all these cities across the country, correct?
That is correct, yes.
All right. Why are you going around the country and taking care of everybody else's business?
Well, you call it taking care of other people's business.
That's exactly what I call it, because, this is a situation, it's kind of like the atheists, they're leaving their state to go into Washington State or elsewhere to figure out how they can tell other people how to do things, and disrupt their community life.
No, we're not. What we're doing is, we are saying, I don't think we're doing that at all. I think what we're doing is bringing an ethic that we have developed here in the Bay Area. To others, and that I resist, and I will tell you, Phil, quite forcefully, I resist the notion that we are disruptive. We are educating people.
You're educating people to what?
If you'd let me finish.
But you're educating people to what? To get rid of leaf blowers is to force the undocumented worker into a supplicant kind of position?
It is to force the undocumented worker into a caste which is reminiscent of the untouchable.
Oh, boy.
And let me explain that.
The untouchable of India.
Yes, the untouchable of India. And let me explain that.
Quite literally.
What? If you'll allow me, Phil, to force a workman to give up a modern tool like the leaf blower and to crawl around in the dirt to pick leaves up and garbage. If you've read the news, you know that we have in the state of California something called valley fever, which is acquired by breathing the dirt and the dust of certain sections of the state. One of them is the San Joaquin Valley. Well, that dirt and that dust carries and is carried into our major metropolitan areas. So you now have our undocumented workers who are crawling around in the dirt if we get rid of these leaf blowers and crawling around in the dust.
What does crawling around have to do with taking a rake and raking something into a pile?
Because eventually you can take your rake and you can use it to whatever effect you can use it for a while. But the fact is the rake is not going to be effective over the long run. Most of the illegals and the undocumented workers are eventually going to just opt for using their hands because they can't pick it up fast enough. Now, when you get rid of this leaf blower, Phil, you are cutting down on their ability as well to make a living.
And so, how does that work to make a living? Well, they're not. You mentioned they're not going from one job to the next as quickly.
That is absolutely correct, and so they can't make as much money.
All right, let me first of all interrupt you here, Councilman Rush Hill of Newport Beach. I hate blowers. They drive us crazy in our house. He's not alone. Residents in Corona Del Mar, they organized a petition in 2009 and surveyed their neighbors. Their complaints were wide-ranging, including debris falling into the storm drains. We've had complaints from across the country from people in different cities who where these leaf blowers are allowed, that the dust gets onto their cars, that the dust gets into their that gets onto their property, whether it's a driveway or whether it's a patio or whatever, that the dust that is kicked up by these leaf blowers carries over into other people's yards, which basically means this valley fever you're talking about, other people are going to get.
Well, we're talking primarily here, the valley fever from the dust, you're saying?
Yeah.
I am talking right now from the standpoint of the undocumented worker. He is at risk.
And what about the people who live in the houses where he's blowing this dust?
I'm talking about if you'll just allow me to stay with the point of the undocumented worker is at risk. And as far as the dust getting on people's cars, I got to tell you something. I had to laugh when I heard that one because I don't know of any car that is worth a man dying from suffocation, which is essentially what happens when that fungus gets into your lungs.
Yeah, but you're talking about these guys, these workers being saved from valley fever, and blowing the dust into somebody else's yard. I think what you're talking about is a little bit of an evasion here, Dean. You're saying that the undocumented worker may not have to suffer from the valley fever, or whatever this dust or this dirt is that he has to breathe, but you're blowing it into somebody else's yard.
And we also have, but you keep skipping around. I've got a two-pronged attack here. My attack is two-pronged. It is the dirt and the filth that he has to breathe, and then it's the fact that the undocumented worker, without the leaf blower, has to crawl around. You keep missing. I told you, crawling around on his...
Crawling around on his hands and knees.
That is exactly right. Putting him in a supplicant position, which makes him not unlike...
an untouchable in India. And I'm telling you that I find that argument to be way over the top. That
What's way over the top about it?
You got to be kidding me about untouchables in India. Untouchables in India are cleaning out toilets.
Well, I'm talking about the American version of the untouchable.
And let's talk a little bit about the noise of these things. The fact that, for instance, I work late. I work a third shift, as do a lot of the people that are listening to me. In the morning, I'm going to hear a leaf blower out there, as I've heard them many times. What about us?
Well, if you choose to work late at night, it's your...
I choose to work late at night because this is where I work. This is where I've worked in radio most of my career. This is my shift.
Well, Phil, you have chosen that. You, because you happen to enjoy this time of night. You may enjoy socializing this time of night. I don't know. I to be honest with you, I don't really understand people that work at night. I find it to be a dangerous time. I think that you can only get into trouble with the people that you meet.
And so I got an undocumented worker outside my window blowing a leaf blower at 8 o'clock in the morning to what? Remind me of the good time to be awake? You got to be kidding me. I mean, I do a radio show, but people are working 24 hours a day.
People are working 24 hours a day is right, and a lot of them are working at 8 o'clock in the morning, and they're working with a leaf blower. And the point that I'm making, all right, is that they have the same rights as the rest of us when it comes to being able to make a living.
They're undocumented workers, as you like to call them. They're illegal immigrants.
They are living here, are they not?
They're illegal immigrants.
But they live here, and they're using the leaf blower to make a living.
They're undocumented, many of them, not all of them, but they're using a leaf blower to keep me awake. I'm not even saying send them. You're not even hearing me addressing the immigrant situation.
Well, you're telling me that they're illegal.
Well, I'm just saying. They're undocumented workers. Don't you think that you're pushing it a little bit? I mean, you're talking about their right to use a leaf blower. These guys could possibly be picked up and sent back to Mexico. I'm just saying, use a rake.
So we take the undocumented worker that crawled under barbed wire and over to get to this country, and we tell him, you know what? Not only have you crawled on your hands and knees to get here, keep crawling. Boy.
No, that's not what I said at all. I said use a rake. 877-876-PHIL is our number. So there is Dean Wheeler from the Northern California. Put him on hold, bud. I got to get to a break here. From the Northern California Holistic Center, as we talk about undocumented or documented workers, people who are doing yard work using leaf blowers, which are noisy and which are dirty and which are smelly and which a lot of towns want to outlaw. And Dean is speaking on behalf of those workers saying, you get rid of those leaf blowers and you force them to rake leaves, you put them in a supplicant, untouchable position. 877-876-PHIL. Your phone call is coming up next for our guest, Dean Wheeler. Next hour, we have Brad Rifkin on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. With me is Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center. And we're talking about leaf blowers. And this is something that's been going on for a long time in this country, you know, whether or not we should have these loud, noisy contraptions. But it's very interesting, Dean, that you and people, you know, who are in agreement with you, are talking about this as an immigrant rights issue, you know.
Well, it is. is an immigrant rights issue, Phil. I don't know how much more I can talk to you about and try to explain this to you.
All right, let's talk about the immigrants. Let's talk about the undocumented immigrant who's sitting out by my window at 8 o'clock in the morning using a leaf blower, keeping me awake, driving me out of my mind.
Well, I have to tell you something. I would rather that you keep this conversation, and because I was talking to your producer earlier, focused on the documented worker. And
why?
Why? Because I feel that I'm on much safer ground talking about a documented worker than I am an undocumented. You happen to have perhaps... if not the moral high ground, the legal high ground there, and it's not fair to me. And
well, if it's not fair to you, that's what the point then. I mean, you're sitting here talking about the undocumented worker having rights, and yet you don't want to discuss that because you're not on very safe ground.
Except for the fact that it shows a decided racial component to your argument.
Racial? Why?
I don't think we have to go into that. We are talking primarily about Hispanic people, and so you don't want the Mexican using a leaf blower.
No, it's got nothing to do with it. You just got done telling me, Dean, that this would you'd feel much safer if I was talking to you about the legal as opposed to the illegal, because you've got no moral positioning there. Isn't that what you just said?
No, that is not what I said.
Well, that's exactly what I heard you say. I heard you say that you'd rather keep this on the legal worker.
No, I said I feel very comfortable in talking about either one. I just think that there is a racial component to any of you people who talk about leaf blowers being too loud. What if a German had it? I don't think you'd be upset.
If a German was out there with one, I'd probably be more pissed off.
Why?
I probably would. I don't know. Call that a component of bigotry. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over here to Ron in Macon, Georgia on the Phil Hendry Show. Ron, go ahead. You're on with Dean Wheeler here as we talk about leaf blowers.
Yeah, I was pointing about the leaf blowers. If they're using a blower to blow that stuff and get that valley fever, they themselves are going to be susceptible to that. They're going to be more susceptible than if they would have used a rake in the first place. And and furthermore, they shouldn't even be here as an undocumented alien.
Do you have a Ron, this is Dean Wheeler. Do you have a leaf blower law in your town with regard to the noise ordinance or anything along those lines?
I haven't heard of anything like that over here.
I see. We want to compile the list of communities that may need our intercession.
Well, see, what you're doing is you're looking for towns that you can go and butt your nose into.
You haven't even addressed the issue that they themselves are more susceptible to that fever than if they would have used a
That's a very good point, except they do wear surgical masks.
Well, that's interesting. They do wear surgical masks.
So,
but the,
so
thing
the people
that
in the neighborhood should be wearing surgical masks, too?
Exactly. They passing those out?
The residents?
What is that? Are you telling me that an illegal immigrant has got to go out and purchase how many hundreds of surgical masks and pass them out in the neighborhood?
If they don't like it, they should be moving back to their country.
Legally, back to their
country.
They don't have the money.
Yeah, that's exactly what I think they should do. Go buy a bunch of surgical masks and pass them out door to door.
You know that is absolutely impossible. Absolutely impossible with the money that they make. And now what you propose to do is...
You know, Dean, the original, and thank you very much, Ron, for your call, 877-876-PHIL. The original point that I made here was about the documented and undocumented worker, and you didn't want to talk about undocumented, and now it looks like I've caught you in another one.
What?
The whole surgical mask thing.
I said that valley fever was a dangerous, yes, it was dangerous, but only if they're breathing it. When you get down into the dirt and you're picking this up, that's where you are most susceptible. Not when you're using a leaf blower, because you're blowing it away from yourself.
And what about the neighborhood? The people in the neighborhood?
The dust has settled by the time the people come out of their houses after the leaf blower's been used. You have to understand the culture of the Mexicans and all of them that are doing the gardening. But for you to want them to get down on their hands and knees and lift this dirt up with the leaves and the vermin and the disease is to relegate them to a tuberculosis ward I fear for them, Phil.
877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back with this overwrought drama. 877-876-PHIL. Dean Wheeler wants to allow them to keep using those gas blowers, even though they're driving everybody nuts. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Driving people nuts? Oh, my God.
Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here. Radio for Patriots by Patriots, and our Patriot line is 877-876-PHIL. And on the line with me is Dean Wheeler. He's with the Northern California Holistic Center, and we're talking about the use of leaf blowers. And it's gotten into a discussion of the rights of immigrants. But really, you know, an immigrant who's here legally, Dean, has every right to conduct himself as American law sees fit. We're talking here about the possibility of illegal immigrants.
Let me make a point here, Phil. You have used over and over the term illegal immigrant, which is considered by those of us who have advocated on the part of immigrant rights an obscenity, an absolute obscenity. We use the term.
What do you say?
We use the term undocumented. And I would appreciate it if you, as well as the people that are calling your program tonight, use the term undocumented, because the obscenity of saying illegal not only degrades you, and it not only degrades me, it degrades not only your callers, it degrades the immigrant himself. We're here to simply, we have one message and one message only. Give them the tools they need to do their jobs. And they
even the undocumented worker?
They have rights just like you and I. And
what rights does an illegal, if you'll pardon me, or an undocumented worker have, other than you have the right to get on that bus and go home?
You've just used that term again.
And all right, an undocumented worker.
They have the right to be dignified and for to be treated in a dignified way, which means you don't force them to get down on their bellies and stick their noses right into the dirt to pick up leaves when they have a leaf blower. The only problem with a leaf blower are the wealthy who don't like the noise. And I can assure you that were people getting up out of bed earlier, and getting up out of bed perhaps at a time that our undocumented workers do.
You mean our illegal workers?
All right, so you're saying that to provoke me.
Well, I'm not saying it to provoke. Well, maybe I am, because here's the thing. When you limit my ability to say what it is that I want to say about the immigrant problem, and that's what you've made this into, you know.
Well, we're not just involved, Phil, in the issue of leaf blowers. We're involved in the issue of rights for all of our undocumented workers, and that is the right to be licensed to drive an automobile. Obviously, the right to be licensed to drive an automobile means that they have the right to some kind of an identification, and that means that, yes, some kind of a, not a birth certificate, but...
All right, so in other words, to get the car to drive, the license isn't the thing, it's what?
Well, you have to have something that proves they have residency, okay? And look, these people went through a lot to get here. They're harder workers than the average person. They deserve our respect and our dignity.
And they deserve a car, and they deserve a birth certificate?
What are you going to use when you go to apply for the driver's license?
You use a birth certificate that says you're born in the United States of America. You are telling me that they get a birth certificate that says they're born here?
They get some kind of a certification that says they would, that they like a birth certificate. They have legitimacy.
And how about if they just become citizens?
Again, you're using a tone of voice, and you've used illegal again. And
oh, come on, Dean. You know, you're turning this into a semantical debate, and you're making this about my mood, and that's not what it's about at all. It's about this dance that we're doing about whether these guys are get driver's licenses or not. Here's Craig in, where is that? New Hampshire. Craig, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Phil? But I was saying that you need to have not a birth certificate, but a...
No, I understand. Go ahead, sir.
Yes. Phil, I listen to you all the time. Me and my brother. He just happens to be sleeping right now, and my ears are on fire with this guy. He says you shouldn't call them illegals, but, do we call them? I'm not really sure.
You call them undocumented. Undocumented.
Undocumented workers. Well, I'm a contractor.
Exactly.
I've been a contractor for 35 years. My brother, my whole family, my great father, grandfather, we're all contractors. We have to have workman's comp, liability.
Do you live with your brother?
And if there's a hazard going on, then you need respirators and such like that. That all works under OSHA. And if these guys got to get down on their hands and knees to do the job, well, believe me, I care a lot. I do all kinds of stuff. And if we don't have the proper equipment, we don't get on the job. I don't know where you get off saying that.
You're talking about you live with your brother. You live with your brother? How old are you?
Me? I'm 42 years old.
Well, why are you still living with your brother?
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, this is my fifth home.
It's weird.
I've owned my own home since I was 26 years old. This is my fifth home. Excuse me?
Your fifth home. Well, why do you live with a brother? Is your brother homeless?
It's none of your business. We're not talking about that. We're talking about
Mr. Johnson.
We're
contractors. We work together. We've been a family all our lives.
Oh, I understand that, sir.
This is our fifth home.
Do you need to live with him? Do you have to live with him? Doesn't he have his own home to go to?
What? He didn't say he lived with his brother. You don't live with your brother.
We're living here in Danville, New Hampshire, and we're building another house in Windham on the lake. And when we finish that, we'll sell that, and we'll buy another house, and we'll build that one.
Okay.
And that'll be our seventh house. I don't understand.
Well, then you don't
have
a problem. What I'm saying is the following. If you bring an undocumented worker onto the job site and you give him a leaf blower, you're doing something that's a great thing. You're helping the undocumented worker do the job.
He's not helping anything. He's got an undocumented...
I would never hire an undocumented worker. I have social security numbers for every one of my workers for my workman's comp, or they can't get on the job.
Well, what about a driver's license? What about a driver's license? What about giving them a driver's license at least so
they
can get to the job?
Have a driver's license.
Oh, they don't?
Well, of course not.
But they have to have one to drive a car. Don't they?
Yes.
They don't. In order for them to get to the job site, they have to have a driver's license. That's what I'm asking the man.
No, they don't. Sometimes we hire through the state, which sends us workers that we have to pay prevailing wages for, and they come in a bus. Okay, so we know a lot of people. Yes, that is right. They
in
show
a box.
Up in a bus.
He didn't say in a box.
Off,
he said
it.
He said in a bus. They drop them off and pick them up. He said in a bus, not a box.
I heard the man say in a box.
Bus. B-U-S.
All right.
That's
all
right.
So you're in favor. You're in favor, in other words, of the undocumented worker, but you can't hire them.
No, wait a minute. He can't hire them because he has to have Social Security numbers and everything else. What you want
to
do, though, Dean, is you want to get them all hired. Dean wants to get them all hired. You want to get them driver's licenses. You want to give them the reasonable facsimile of a birth certificate. You want to give them the right to use a leaf blower. You want to give them everything.
They have rights like everyone else. In fact, I'm disappointed.
I cannot put them on my job.
That's disappointing.
I can't put them on my job.
You must. Don't you understand?
It's illegal for me to do that.
He's a better worker than five of the white boys you got out there. You know that.
All right. That's enough of that garbage. Thank you very much. Hey, listen, Craig, thanks for your call. Our number is thank you. What is he talking about, man? Dean?
Did you hang up on me?
No, I put you on hold so I could just get some control over this conversation. What are you talking about? He must hire undocumented workers.
Well, I've worked in the field of the undocumented. And by the way, thank you for not saying illegal immigrant. Because when I hear you say that, when I hear anyone say illegal immigrant, it's like getting shot in the gut. I don't know if you've ever been shot in the stomach. I haven't, and thank God, and I knock wood for that. But I can imagine it's like being shot right in the stomach. When I hear someone say illegal immigrant, it's an obscenity, so thank you.
And illegal immigrant. You know,
Well, you can be a child, but I'm glad that you didn't use that phrase when it would have been really... It's bigotry not to hire someone based on origin or based upon their lack of paperwork. And
well, you know, you want to rewrite the laws of every country. That's what you're going to do. You'll be rewriting the laws of every country.
No, I'm not rewriting the laws of every country. We're talking about America.
No, you're rewriting the laws of every country in the world because every country in the world has law regarding immigration. And only in America does it seem like we're not supposed to have that. Only in America does it seem as if we think of ourselves as so special that we bring anybody in, regardless of documentation, and then give them a driver's license, give them a leaf blower. Good Lord. 877-876-PHIL. Dean Wheeler here with us. And now it's a very wide-ranging discussion as we talk about the rights of illegal immigrants, or as he says, undocumented, because it's an obscenity for him to have to listen to me say the words illegal. We need some boots on this one. 877-876-PHIL as we talk about the undocumented worker. Next hour, we've got Brad Rifkin with a topic that is going to talk about setting your ears on fire. This one will. Brad Rifkin marketing a padded brassiere for 7-year-olds. 877-876, the world famous, 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
It really hurts.
Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I got Dean Wheeler here in just a second, but I want to tell you guys, as you know, a sponsor of this program, and they have been for a number of months now, is Dynapep. And we want to tell you about Dynapep because every night we take a couple of blasts of Dynapep. You know, it's a micro-energy shot. And what Dynapep has is, well, what it doesn't have is sugar. There's no sugar. There's no crash. There's no jitters. There's just 2 calories to Dynapep's micro energy shot. It gets you through the night focused and alert, and it keeps you going when you've been up all night. You know, you third shifters like myself, that's where it's at. All those people that are prejudiced against us, like Mr. Wheeler here, that we like to be up late at night because we like hanging out with all the weirdos at the bookstore or the newsstand on the corner. No, we take our Dynapep because it helps gets us through the night of work that we have, and that's what we like about it. So check out Dynapep. It's available right now at any 7-Eleven store. You can visit them online, too, at dynapep.com. A sponsor of the Phil Henry Show, Dynapep. And by the way, Mr. Wheeler, the whole idea that, you know, because I work late, there's something wrong with me, that is unacceptable.
Well, Mr. Henry, you have used the words illegal immigrant I don't know how many times. As you know, I find it patently offensive. I have experienced during the course of this hour, as we try to fight for the undocumented, reactions in terms of blood pressure. And blood pressure affects the arteries. And the arteries can become compromised to the point of stroke. And I will say to you now, and I put you on fair warning, and I tell this to your audience, if I suffer any debilitating health effects from you saying what you said...
Illegal immigrant?
Oh.
Okay, are you all right, sir?
Hold on. Mr. Henry, I will only say this to you. I will file a lawsuit if I have any form of Bell's palsy or any kind of loss of feeling in the right side of my face, which is where I've just gotten a sensation. If you keep saying illegal immigrant, And
well, it's what they are, sir. You can talk about, you know, I don't want you to be ill, but it's what they are. 877-876-PHIL, Joanne in Los Angeles. Joanne, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I'd like to know if this, your guest, is a legal American citizen.
Am I? Yes, I was born and raised here.
Okay.
I was born and raised in San Francisco.
Okay. And so you have a birth certificate, you have a social security card, and
I do.
You have a driver's license?
I do.
And you went through all of the protocols that's necessary to...
I wasn't raised on dog meat.
Excuse me?
I wasn't raised on dog meat.
No. I'm not talking about what you were raised on. I'm talking about your citizenship, sir.
Right.
That's
right.
What I'm talking about.
And but I had all of those because I had the advantages of good diet.
Okay.
And not being around people like Mr. Hendry who wants me to be ill.
Okay. Well, then if a person...
Illegal immigrant.
If a person comes into this country and they don't come in on a visa, they do not come in according to our immigration laws, what do you consider that to be, according to our Constitution?
They're undocumented. There's no question they're undocumented. And because they're undocumented, then we can have a category for them, such as a verification. So if they're to get a driver's license, they don't have a birth certificate, but they can have a verification certificate that they do exist within the border. You know?
Sir, are you aware...
That's the most asinine thing I ever heard in my life.
Are you aware of the fact that most undocumented workers, because I would certainly not want you to put your health in peril, but are you aware of the fact that most undocumented workers cannot speak English? And if they can't speak English, how can they read English?
Yes.
Are you aware of that?
That hurts as well. That hurts as well, you saying that.
Well, who does it hurt? Does it hurt the undocumented worker?
It hurts me.
What hurts?
The fact that you have taken those people and devalued them to the point where you dismiss them with a documentation as if a period is out of place so they don't exist.
No. I didn't say that. Obviously, they exist. They exist because they're coming across the border. They exist. They are live human beings.
Ow.
You know, Mr. Wheeler, you putting this off on myself or Joanne by saying that your health is compromised if I say the words that I say, immediately takes it off point.
How is that?
Because we can't talk about anything anymore for fear that you're going to be sick.
This conversation has made me sick. It's made thousands, if not millions, of people sick in this country. Talking about undocumented people as if they, with just the swipe of a pen, they lose their existence.
They had a country. They already had a country.
Well,
they're fleeing their
Mexico
own
a country.
Country.
It's
what
not country?
As if
Mexico is not a country.
Sky. Hello.
Well, you know, you're calling Mexico a country. I hardly think it qualifies.
Oh wow! So Mexico isn't a country.
Wow.
I hardly think it qualifies. I mean, look at it. It's out of control.
Are you familiar with Mexican history? Obviously.
No, I'm not. I'm sorry. I don't really. I think that, you know, you're trying to show your erudition. That's great, but...
No, don't worry about that kind of thing. I just know that Mexico, one thing, has the biggest and oldest pyramid in the world, older than Egypt.
Well, they got a pyramid. How about that? I guess that makes them a country. Wow.
Hey, you know something, Dean? They are a country. They have embassies all over the world. They have a borders. They have a national armed forces. They have a Congress and a president and all of that stuff. So, yeah, they're a country.
Whatever.
No, not whatever. Thank you very much, Joanne, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to, I believe it's Don in Mobile, Alabama. Go ahead, Don. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, good morning. Hey.
Good evening.
Look, you know,
in order for a
person to get a job in the United States, we have to have documentation. We have to have a birth certificate. We have to register. We have to pay taxes. You know, I wonder if these so-called undocumented workers who cross our borders illegally, you know, have all that stuff. You know, they can't. I wonder if the guest is aware that it's a crime to cross the U.S. border without proper documentation, which, and if it's a crime, it's illegal, you know, so to cross the,
That hurts.
What hurts about that?
Well, he's being sarcastic. I can tell he wants to say illegal immigrant. He said,
well, you know what,
like this, undocumented, it hurts. It hurts me.
I don't care what hurts you. Yeah, go ahead.
It's illegal for a Mexican citizen to cross the United States border without proper documentation.
I wish you wouldn't bring that up. Please don't bring that up.
Why not?
Let me bring this up. If a United States citizen crossed the Mexican border into Mexico, you know what would happen? He would be arrested and deported back to the United States.
As well he should be.
Mexican citizen crossing into the United States.
Okay, that hurts. Ow.
Oh, you're a baby.
Phil.